essentially. So to classical methods then, our volumetric method, titrations are still one of the most widely used methods around for getting a quick, easy, cheap analysis done. In 10, 11, where we did lots of titrations, we've done quite a few already. The only significant difference is that magnetic stirring is used invariably. The determination of the end point in an analytical lab is done in a different fashion, and we'll see in town how they do it. But the key still is that you must have a high quality burette, so you now switch to A grade rather than B grade. You need to know the concentration of what you put into your burette with a large number of decimal places reliability. And then after that, there's some talent involved with the user no matter what. Your primary standard, which you're going to use then to ensure that you have got a reliably known concentration in the burette, is then a material which is pure to level 99.9, and generally quite a lot of nines pure. It has to be able to be weighed, so it will have low to no vapour pressure, and you'll be able to then prepare a primary standard solution of known concentration. So in this case, your potassium hydrogen phthalate from the PRAC had exactly those characteristics. Because it's ionic, it's got zero vapour pressure, it's going to react in this case with our secondary standard, which is what we're going